Hello, this is Kai Hahto from Wintersun, and I'm glad to show you some stuff from the Time One album, especially from the song Sons of Winter and Stars. So the stuff I'm having here today is Pearl drums, Meinl cymbals, Axis pedals, Roland electronic stuff, Balvex drumsticks, and Finphonic in ears. So the first part I'm gonna show is actually part where I had to learn a different or new technique with my left foot to be able to stop my left foot at the same time I'm playing the double bass part. So that was inspired by the guitar riff that comes around 4 minutes 43 seconds, and where I play together with the guitar riff and try to make the accents with my left hand but stopping the pedal with my left foot at the same time to be able to make it happen. Teemu, ready? Hyvä. Okay, the next part I'm gonna show you actually starts the whole second part of the song, because he has four parts and the second part starts with this guitar riff, and I come along playing only with the hi-hat and the double kicks, and then in between the hi-hat hits I make this kind of melodic tom part to fit with the riff and to make it a little bit more drummingly interesting, hopefully. So I'm gonna show it to you how it goes, and let's see what happens. So now I'm gonna show it to you a little bit slower tempo, how what's going on in there with the click. Right, so the third part actually is one of the hardest part to play. Not the hardest, but really, really hard to nail it, like, because there's a lot of accents going on, a lot of hits, and you make together with the band. So I actually try to play as in a big band setting, so I try to make little fills before the hits, so kind of set up the accents. And it has like three parts. It goes three times, and in the last, before the last part, you have actually this sextuplet arpeggio I'm playing together with the guitar as a fill. So that's also really hard to nail sometimes. So let's see what happens. The last part I'm gonna show you, actually, Jari sent me a riff that has like two guitars like overlapping the same rhythm, but it's a different rhythm. And when I actually heard it first time, I was like, what is going on? And I needed to write it down to be able to understand what's going on. And I made this actually pretty cool stuff with the chinas. So the whole part goes to 10-4. So 10-4 is the time signature for that. And I had to figure out that I wanted to put the chinas when the guitar are changing the rhythm. So if you hear it with the headphones, you understand much better what's going on. But you know, it's really only coming once in that song. So the part comes around 5 minutes, 16 seconds. And like I said, it only comes once in the song. And I had to figure out the sticking to go on with the two guitars. So the whole sticking is right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. Then two splashes right, left, and two hits, two sixteenths in the snare drum. But the chinas are in 8 notes. There's a 16th note double bass underneath. And also the problem was that I need to put the backbeat in there, whichever hand is actually playing at the same time. So I'm gonna show the part to you right now, and then I can slow it down to you a little bit more so you understand what's going on. Let's fuck it up. So after that part also there's stuff happening, and also the tempo changes from a 16th note to triplet based. So actually the tempo goes up like one third of the song. So that's a really interesting part to play at once and try to nail it as a whole. But I'm gonna show the 10-4 part a little bit slower to you now so you understand what's going on. So I play with the click a little bit slower and do the 10-4 part for you a little bit slower. The tricky part is to be able to make all the backbeats, because the backbeat is not going to come with the same hand. It depends where you are in the sticking and in the part. So try it. It's pretty fun to play. Thank you.